Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Recent Online Discovery That Surprised You. The IELTS Speaking Test often includes topics related to personal experiences and recent events. One such topic that has gained popularity in recent years is Describe a Recent Discovery You Made Online That Surprised You. This article will guide you through answering this question effectively, providing sample responses and key strategies to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before we delve into the specifics, it's important to understand what this topic entails. The question asks you to talk about something you found on the internet that was unexpected or surprising to you. This could be a piece of information, a product, a service, or even a person or community you discovered online. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS Speaking Test, the examiner may ask you some general questions about the internet and online discoveries. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you use the internet? Band 6-7. Answer. I use the internet quite frequently, probably several times a day. I mostly use it for work, checking emails, and browsing social media. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm constantly connected to the internet, both for professional and personal reasons. It's an integral part of my daily routine, from managing work tasks and research to staying in touch with friends and exploring new interests. What kind of information do you usually look for online? Band 6-7. Answer. I often search for news updates, recipes, and information related to my hobbies. Sometimes I also look up answers to random questions that pop into my head. Band 8-9 answer. My online searches are quite diverse. I'm particularly interested in staying abreast of current affairs, delving into academic research in my field, and exploring niche topics related to my personal interests. I find the internet to be an invaluable resource for both practical information and intellectual stimulation. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Now, let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a recent discovery you made online that surprised you. You should say what the discovery was, how you found it, why it surprised you, and explain how this discovery affected you. Sample answer, band 6-7. Recently, I was browsing the internet and stumbled upon a website called Duolingo. It's a platform for learning languages, which I found quite interesting. I discovered it when I was looking for ways to improve my Spanish skills. What surprised me about Duolingo was how interactive and engaging it was. I expected it to be just another boring language learning site, but it turned out to be more like a game. You earn points, compete with friends, and learn through various activities. This discovery affected me quite positively. I've been using the app regularly since then, and I feel my Spanish has improved a lot. It's made learning a new language much more enjoyable and less of a chore. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share a fascinating online discovery I made recently that truly caught me off guard. While delving into the realm of environmental science for a personal project, I stumbled upon an innovative technology called ocean cleanup arrays. These arrays, developed by a young Dutch inventor, are essentially massive floating barriers designed to passively collect plastic waste from our oceans. What struck me as particularly remarkable was the simplicity yet ingenuity of the concept, harnessing natural oceanic currents to concentrate the plastic, making it easier to extract. The reason this discovery took me by surprise was twofold. Firstly, I was astonished by the scale of the plastic pollution problem it addressed. Apparently, there are millions of tons of plastic in our oceans. Secondly, I was impressed by the audacity of the solution. The idea that a single invention could potentially clean up 50% of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch in just 5 years seemed almost too good to be true. This discovery has profoundly impacted my perspective on environmental issues and human ingenuity. It's rekindled my faith in our ability to solve grand challenges and has inspired me to delve deeper into environmental technologies. Moreover, it's prompted me to reassess my own habits regarding plastic usage and disposal. In essence, this online finding has not only broadened my knowledge, but also sparked a personal commitment to contribute to environmental conservation efforts. Follow-up questions. Do you think the internet is a reliable source of information? How has the internet changed the way people make discoveries? What are some potential drawbacks of relying too much on online information? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How has the internet changed the way we access information? Band 6-7 answer. The internet has made information much more accessible. We can now find answers to almost any question within seconds, which wasn't possible before. It's also made it easier to learn new skills through online courses and tutorials. Band 8-9 answer. The internet has revolutionized our access to information, ushering in an era of unprecedented knowledge accessibility. It has democratized learning, allowing anyone with an internet connection to access vast repositories of information that were once the privilege of a select few. This paradigm shift has not only accelerated the pace of discovery, but also fostered a culture of self-directed learning. However, it's crucial to note that this information abundance also necessitates the development of critical thinking skills to discern credible sources from unreliable ones. What are some potential risks of making discoveries online? Band 6-7, answer. One risk is coming across false information. Not everything on the internet is true, and it can be hard to tell what's reliable. Another risk is privacy concerns, especially when using social media or sharing personal information online. Band 8-9 answer. While the internet is an invaluable tool for discovery, it's not without its pitfalls. One significant risk is the proliferation of misinformation and pseudoscience, which can lead to the formation of misguided beliefs or even dangerous practices. Another concern is the potential for echo chambers, where individuals are exposed only to information that aligns with their existing views, hampering intellectual growth and societal cohesion. Additionally, there are privacy implications to consider, as our online activities can be tracked and potentially exploited. It's crucial to approach online discoveries with a critical eye and to prioritize digital literacy in our educational systems. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Stumble upon, phrasal verb, to find or meet by chance. Example, I stumbled upon an interesting article about space exploration. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the internet caused a paradigm shift in how we access information. Democratize, verb, to make something accessible to everyone. Example, online learning platforms have democratized education. Proliferation, noun, rapid increase in the number or amount of something. Example, the proliferation of fake news online is a growing concern. Echo chamber, noun, an environment where a person encounters only beliefs or opinions that coincide with their own. Example, social media algorithms can create echo chambers, limiting our exposure to diverse viewpoints. Delve into, phrasal verb, to research or investigate something thoroughly. Example, the discovery inspired me to delve into environmental science. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing online discoveries. Be specific, provide details about your discovery to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Use a range of vocabulary, incorporate advanced words and phrases relevant to technology and the internet. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and feelings about the discovery. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly without long pauses or hesitations. Show critical thinking. Demonstrate your ability to analyze the implications of your online discovery. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, expand your vocabulary, and develop your ability to express complex ideas clearly and confidently.